WWE is in town. It's Monday Night Raw, and it's happening at the Toyota Center. And joining us in studio is Finn Balor. Finn, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Finn, you proved that all things that I've always thought were true about the name Finn.
What's that?
All Finns are hot. It is. It's a hot guy name. Like, if you want your kids to be attractive.
I'm glad this is radio so people can't see me blush. Like
I just tweeted your photo out right now, folks. You can see it. Lobster red, folks. Lobster red.
When I showed the girls your picture, it was a very easy push to get them to be like, yeah, we should totally have that guy
like,
in. Let's talk
wrestler?
WWE.
Sure.
I didn't even know what you did, to be quite honest. I just said, okay. But yeah, so you're a wrestler. It's live to the world right now at Toyota Center. $20 for tickets. I love that you guys do that. WWE always does that. You make your tickets reasonably priced so you can take out an entire family. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a family show. You know, good, wholesome entertainment for all the family. And we got a huge show tonight. Roman Reigns going to be there. Ronda Rousey making her debut for WWE in Houston.
But she's been fighting already, right?
Yes, her
Houston
debut.
How's she been doing? Okay.
Yeah, she's been doing incredible.
Okay.
Huge star for us coming in from the mixed martial arts world, but she's transitioned seamlessly.
I would be terrified. I would not. I would never. They'd be like, hey, your first match, Ronda.
Thankfully, they keep ahead of women and the men separate. So I don't have to get in there with her.
Ben's like, no, thank you. Yeah.
So, Finn, you're clearly from Texas with the accent.
Yeah. Born and bred here, yeah.
Irish, right? Irish?
I'm Irish, yes. Okay. Small town called Bray County, Wicklow.
Okay. And how long have you been over here in the States? Just for this tour?
No, I've been in the States about 4 years now. But I was in England for 6 years. I was in Japan for 8 years and 4 years here. So I've lost my accent a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Wow.
Wouldn't it have been funny if you'd have been like, I did my 23andMe and I
turns out I'm
not
Polish.
Not even Irish at all. I changed my accent. Is wrestling big in Ireland? Like, I don't know if I've seen a whole lot of Irish.
No,
we're not really the Irish. Yeah. We're not really known for our height here, Finn. Is what I'm trying to tell you. You and I were the Irish folks.
It's on TV. You know, there's a small kind of underground circuit, but that's only kind of started to develop in the last couple of years. But you know, when I was a kid growing up, it was just on TV. And when I wanted to, you know, kind of follow my dreams, I had to go to England to find a training school. So,
But that's something you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, pretty much from when I started watching it when I was 5 or 6 years old. I was like drawn in, mesmerized by these larger-than-life characters and something that never left me.
And that's kind of the difference between your generation and the generation before. It seems like a lot of guys that were in the generation before, it was like, well, I didn't really know what I was going to do, and I just decided to become a pro wrestler versus guys your age. It's like all of them watched WWF, now WWE on TV, and it was like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, all of us probably influenced by, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, and, you know, the list goes on. But, you know, I think right now the kind of current crop of wrestlers, especially in most recent years, has been all inspired by and, like, grown up as fans.
Yeah.
You can also tell the age difference there, too, because did you hear the name of wrestlers that, like, inspired him? And I'm thinking Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hulk Hogan.
The Undertaker, Hulk Hogan. And now they've all, like, graduated from being, like, wrestlers to snap into a Slim Jim. So you can always tell, like, you start off as a wrestler, then you endorsements, you wrestle a little more, and then you snap into a Slim Jim. When can you snap into a Slim Jim, Finn, is what I'm asking you.
Well, Sarah, you said Undertaker. He's still around.
He's still around. Yeah. Undertaker's still going.
He's still
when are you
going
to have a match with him?
That's right after Ronda Rousey.
That's a big question. I've been pitching that match for years. So,
do you guys get a pick? That's a good point. Do you guys get a pick or are you guys assigned? Do they draw you out of a hat? Like, how does it work?
Honestly, I've been trying to figure that out for the last 18 years as to how it works.
No clue.
But obviously, you know, there is some say, but, you know, the boss makes the decisions at the end of the day. And I just turn up for work and I figure out who I'm going to face. And tonight I'm going to face Kevin Owens live to the world from Houston.
There you go. Oh.
I don't know if I could do that live to the world. I would be too nervous that something would go wrong, that I would mess up, that, you know, there's a lot of pressure, A, involved in what you do because you can get hurt, and B, for you to be live, not just to the States, but to the world.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of training goes into what we've done, and I've been doing this for 18 years, so, like, you know, when we're live, we're live. I'm not really thinking about the cameras. I'm more worried about who's in the ring with me, and that'll be Kevin Owens tonight.
It's kind of funny, though, because it's not the first time that you've wrestled Kevin Owens. I kind of think it would be like the three of us showing up for the morning mix, and it's just kind of like we see each other every day. I mean, you see these guys all the time, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like
you're
seeing a
stream. I see him way too much. I see him more than my family. So.
So is Kevin Owens a like your long lost nephew, or is it more like
the drunk uncle you're helping to Christmas?
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say drunk uncle that you wish didn't show up at Christmas. No,
you know despite Kevin's on-screen persona, he's actually a really good guy behind the scenes and someone that I've grown very close to.
Is it hard then if there's someone that is that nice and you really do like behind the scenes just to go out there and know I'm going to tear you apart?
Oh, no. It makes it all the more okay, fun.
I mean, I was just asking for a friend. Yeah. I feel the same way. I just want to make sure you felt that way too.
Yeah. Although you got to give credit where credit's due. Finn, one of the very few Irishmen that gets into fights without drinking first.
No, yes, right. You are the first one, being that I'm half Irish, that I've ever seen, A, with your shirt buttoned all the way up. And just, not to knock my grandparents, but I'm just saying.
Maybe the best Irish beard we've seen, too, huh? It's pretty flawless for a wrestler.
Sorry.
We're just hitting on you, Finn. We're not
I told you, man. They saw your picture and it was all good.
Which I guess is now awkward time. So are you single?
Come on. Let's talk about the wrestler.
I don't want to ask you out because I feel like if you're dating Ronda Rousey, I'm going to get laid out when I walk out of the studio. Be like the worst day of all time. Hey, Ronda, how are you doing? Goosh. All right, it's going to be live to the world at the Toyota Center. If you want to get your tickets, toyotacenter.com, $20. You can see Finn in all of his glory. I can't. I'm embarrassed right now, yep. To be quite honest.
With no girl on his hip. Monday Night Raw.